Tämä on Talentalks-ohjelmasarja, jonka tavoitteena on murtaa kielimuureja ja edistää ymmärrystä alueemme monimuotoisuudesta ja kansainvälisyydestä. Tällä kertaa meillä on vieraana PSL-kokkina työskentelevä Olga Bokatyreva. Ja minä olen Anssi Saarelainen. Tervetuloa mukaan. Welcome to Talent Talks, the show where we explore the stories of international talents living and working in Pohjois-Savo and here Kuopio. I'm your host, Anssi Saarelainen, and today we're joined by Olga Bokatyreva, a chef working at PS here in Kuopio. Olga's story is a great example of how international professionals enrich our community and our workplaces. Welcome, Olga.
Hello, everybody.
Let's start from a beginning. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
So I was born in Russia. I was an architect there. I was graduated in the from the university. And after pandemic start, I was sitting at home and was thinking maybe I should change something. And since I was passionate about cooking all my life, I decided to try myself in different career, maybe. my mom was moved in Finland 10 years ago, and it was a great opportunity for me as well, probably because she was helping me here and she was supporting me in that decision. So I decided to find a school in Finland and try to study here as a chef.
Yes, you graduated in Russia to architect and now you are chef. I think it's very different jobs.
Yes, it is. But I think my previous experience gave me some, you know, skills. I know how to study. I know how to work in really like serious, and I know how to work under the push
pressure.
Yes. So it gives me some like skills to work here as well, and I think it's helping me.
Before we started to record this show, you tell me that you are a math person.
Yeah,
it's helpful that you are a math person in your job as a chef.
Sure, I can I can see how is the situation on the kitchen. I can, for example, I know approximately how much should I prepare, how much should I save. I like to work like properly. I like to save stuff. I don't like to have a huge amount of leftovers, for example, and because it costs money, of course. So I can work in that way to save our time, our money, and our forces. Sometimes I'm helping to my Voropaliko to check our storages, to like explain how much are we serving, how much are we should we buy, for example. So I don't know. Maybe one day I became a Voropaliko as well.
So now you work in PS Rosso and Leketupa. How did you find your job at PS?
To be honest, I really like it because I know exactly what should I do. I think we have really good working environment. My co-workers are really good. I like everybody, and we are a really good team. We can speak on many languages. For example, I can speak on English, Finnish, Russian at the same time, because we have many, many different people on work. But still, we are pretty good as a team. So it's really nice place to work.
You studied to chef in Savon Ammattiopisto, and you tell me that you hired after the school right away. You have very good luck.
Yes, literally I was finished like in May. I was sitting a couple weeks at home. I was checking the PSS website to find some open jobs, and I applied. They called me, and here I am in the middle of the May. I'm at work, so yeah, it was pretty fast. I think I was really lucky because I know it's a big pain sometimes to find work here. But I had some experience during my school life. I had a couple of opisopimus. So maybe 1 year I was working and I know how to do my job pretty good.
Was your study in English or in Finnish?
In Finnish, only Finnish. So I have these skills as well on the work. I'm speaking mostly in Finnish.
What has been the most challenging part of working here in Finland as an international employer?
Mostly I was scared not to find job. So I was trying myself everywhere. I tried to pick up any job which can I found. But I was pretty lucky because many places desire to have good workers. I was lucky that I was good, probably, because I had like several really good places. So, and I was speaking English mostly on those times because yeah, Finnish language is really difficult for me, especially. Now I can speak, but still, I'm not that confident. I'm here 4 years.
Olga Bukatureva, what is the positive things that you have found in here in Kuopio?
Kuopio is big, but it's quiet. It's really quiet place. I like to be here, to be honest. I like the nature. I like the weather because I cannot handle the heatness. And I like people around. Everybody say hello every time. My neighbors, for example, or just random people sometimes. And I like that it's not many people around, because I was living in St. Petersburg and it was a huge amount of people around. I don't
as
like
much in Finland in one town.
Yes,
in St. Petersburg.
Yes. So I don't know, I was wondering how quiet the place is, and but in the good way, you know. Still we have some work places here, but it's not that huge amount of people.
Olga, you tell me that you speak Finnish,
yes,
and English, and of course Russian. What role does language play in your daily work?
I'm trying to study on my workplace. Even if I don't know something, I'm trying to, you know, to have this kind of trainee straight on my working place, because mostly Finnish speaker around me, and of course they can speak English, but I want to force myself to study because it's easier for me, easier for them, and easier to, you know, to assimilate here, because this is really big part. It's like my goal to be part of this country since I'm here. I don't want to be separate. And I think language, it's really important to know if I want to be part of the Finland.
Yes. What advice would you give to other international workers who are thinking about moving to Kuopio or Finland?
Well, language is really a big part. You have to learn, you have to be stubborn as well. You have to be, I don't know, you have to be passionate about the road you took, you choose, because it's really difficult sometimes. Everything is new, everything is different, but if you have a passion inside you, it became easier, much more, because I really like to cook. I really enjoy, and it helps me sometimes because I see how good I can be, and it gives me a force to continue, not to give up. So my advice is to hear yourself, to study hard, and everything will be okay. All right.
Have you anything you wish you had known before you coming in Finland or Kuopio?
It's really good question. I have to think a bit.
Yes.
Since my mother is here pretty long time, she was a great support to me. Well, everything is different. Not like in my hometown, not like in my country. But I found it more easier and more satisfying for me because it's the system is better, I think. Maybe it's a little bit slow, but it's not a problem at all if it's work, if it works good. So I think, yeah, you have to know that system is different. You have to wait. You have to get used to it.
To our system.
Yes, yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. What are your hopes for the future, professional?
Let's see. Previous, I was thinking that maybe I'm going to study language on the good level, and maybe I can, you know, renew my diploma and became architect here, but I need language, of course. But now, since I'm working here more than a year, I think maybe there is a other ways, because I really like to work on the kitchen. I feel that I can be something else, something bigger. For example, maybe some manager work, because I have experience, I have skills for that. Maybe one day, who knows? But I think it's going to be really great.
Do you see yourself staying in Finland?
Yes. Long term? Yes, because I'm studying here. It's like you're supposed to invest huge amount of time and force in that. And I want to stay here. I really like to play this place. I really like to be here.
Thank you so much, Olga, for sharing your story with us. It's inspiring to hear how you built your life and career here in Kuopio. We wish you all best in your journey.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.